3. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hello, Allison. I'm glad to see you're feeling better. That must have been a pretty bad strain of the flu you got for you to miss 3 of my classes in a row.
It was terrible, but I am feeling much better now, thanks.
What can I help you with?
Well, I'm actually concerned about my sculpture. Since I was out sick for so many classes, I'm not as far along as the rest of the class. I talked to Janie, and she's nearly done with her sculpture. So is Tom. And Tom told me that you moved the due date up a week and a half. I'm just not sure I can get my entire sculpture project done in time.
You should be able to catch up from those missed classes during studio times. That's actually why we have the studio open after classes and during the evenings. I know it can be hard to finish an entire project if you miss classes, but if you just spend some extra time in the studio, it shouldn't be too much of an ordeal.
Ideally, that's true, but every time I go to the studio, it's completely full. There isn't a single table open, and all the tools are being used too. Last time I went, I even tried to squeeze in at this one table. It was so crowded that somebody accidentally hit my elbow. It damaged my work so badly that I had to completely redo parts of my sculpture.
Now, Allison, I know that the studio can get a little crowded at times, but this is a class that requires work outside the classroom. It's a studio course, and you're getting credit for it. That means that you need to find times to go to the studio when it isn't occupied.
I know, Professor Brighton. I just don't know when that is. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you could try going early in the morning. I know the thought isn't pleasant, but the studio is open from 7 until 9 when the first class starts. I know for a fact the studio isn't busy then.
I'm really not a morning person. Any other ideas?
You know, since you were sick, you might have to make some sacrifices in order to get it done. I mean, you still have to keep up, even if it's not easy, right? But, okay. Anyway, let me think. Maybe you could ask another student to go to the studio at a different time so that you could go later. You said that Janie was almost through. Maybe she'd even be willing to forego one of her visits to the studio.
That's a great idea. Maybe if she isn't willing to do that, Tom would be. Then I could get my work done and still not have to get up so early. Thanks for the suggestions, Professor Brighton. I'm sure I'll be able to get one of them to help me out.
Not a problem at all. I'm glad I could help. Just make sure you get that project done by the 20th. That's the new due date. I'll see you later, Allison.
1. What does the professor mean when he says this?
I know it can be hard to finish an entire project if you miss classes.
What is the student's attitude toward the suggestion of visiting the studio in the morning? What does the professor mean when he says this?
You know, since you were sick, you might have to make some sacrifices in order to get it done. You still have to keep up, even if it's not easy, right?